All right, hello everybody, and welcome back to Hidden Jams. This is going to be our fourth episode tonight, and I'm super excited because we have a super fun, super cool show for you guys tonight. You're listening to Hidden Jams with me, DJ Indy, on Penguin Radio, 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California, and I am super excited for the show tonight. So we're going to have four musical people that we're going to talk about on the show tonight. We are going to be talking about The Aces, Berhana, Girl in Red, and a classic that I'm sure a lot of you know about, especially if you either one like 80s music or two were alive in the 80s, which is Tears for Fear. But I will be talking a little bit more about why they've made the cut for the show tonight. But to kick things off, we're going to be talking about The Aces, who are a all-female group from America. They are from Utah, specifically, and they are considered to be a indie pop band, but earlier in their career, they were referred to as an alternative pop band. The band has four members: guitarist Katie Henderson, bassist McKenna Petty, and two sisters, Alyssa Ramirez, who plays the drums, and Crystal Ramirez, who is lead vocals and guitars. They've had a pretty standard journey, I would say, to the place where they are today, like releasing music, slowly gaining more popularity. They definitely didn't have like one crazy hit song or anything like some bands do, but they released their first single in 2016 called Stuck. It eventually did reach number 38 on the Billboard Alternative Songs in 2017. And then the band's second single, Physical, was released in 2017, right before they debuted their EP, I Don't Like Being Honest. The band is currently signed to Red Bull Records, which is actually cool. I've never heard of that record label. I was like, what was the word record label before? So that's actually cool. I got to do a little looking into that. If you can guess from the name, it is owned by the drink company Red Bull, and it is in Los Angeles, LA. Nope, that's the same thing. Los Angeles, London, and New York. So that was cool to learn about. They're kind of like bigger debut was when they joined the really popular boy band 5 Seconds of Summer for their Meet You There tour in support of their third album, Youngblood, which was in 2018, so pretty recently. After the tour, they embarked on their own North American tour in support of when their first album, My Heart Felt Volcanic, was released. So the band started when the sisters Crystal and Alyssa Ramirez were 8 years old. Although neither sister could exactly determine where their musical vision began, they knew that they loved music and they grew up in a musical household. So there was always music playing, their dad would dance salsa, and their mom really loved artists like Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston. So they began to jam out to music while studying, and slowly it became a little bit more and turned into them eventually forming a band. They had asked one of their best friends at the time, who ended up being McKenna Petty, the bassist. They had told her to ask for a bass for Christmas. So then, after she got one for Christmas, the trio, which are all self-taught, formed the Blue Aces, which was the first rendition of the band. And they began to experiment, kind of come up with their sound. And they officially formed The Aces' current band when Petty's friend Katie Henderson joined the group in 2008. At this point, they kind of began to sharpen their vocals, get a little bit more figured out, decide their scene, decide their sound, and decided to professionally produce and pursue a musical career. They said that what inspired them to pursue their career was after Lorde won her first Grammy in 2014 at the age of 18. So their first album, I Don't Like Being Honest, which was kind of their going EP from 2014 to 2017. On it, they wrote two songs independently, Volcanic Love and Struck, before they were signed to Red Bull Records and embarked on recording sessions. So it was like all recorded in their garage, which I always am really impressed by. Then eventually they released two more albums, When My Heart Felt Volcanic, which they debuted in 2019, but they've released their teaser in 2018 of February, and their most recent album, Under My Influence, which they released in 2020 in March. So yeah, it was really cool. They talk a little bit about their inspiration in this article that I read, and they said that most of their musical influences come from Paramore, Earth, Wind, and Fire, The Beatles, New Order, Depeche Mode, Michael Jackson, and Weezer, which I think you'll see kind of creates a really interesting sound when I play a song for you guys, because those are a whole bunch of artists that I definitely don't think share much similarity in their sounds. Like, if you were going to listen to Paramore and Weezer, or Paramore and Earth, Wind, and Fire, or Paramore and The Beatles, it's like super different. So it creates a cool sound, because they picked from a lot of different really awesome artists for their inspiration. So, without further ado, the song I'm going to play for you guys today is called Daydream. So, let's get into it. I'm coming back to you. Midnight, my heart is racing. We're wide awake in this hotel. We only got 6 hours, but sleep don't matter when I'm with you. So just hold on to the memory of me riding in your front seat. So I hope you guys enjoyed that clip of that song. That song is from their second LP, and it's titled Daydream, in case you want to go check out the rest of it. It's one of my favorite songs by them. It's very poppy, so if you're not necessarily into that super poppy sound, they have some much more indie stuff if you want to check that out. That song was released on their most recent album, Under My Influence, on March 4th, 2020. So if you want to go check out the rest of that album, I highly recommend it. Alright, so this brings us to the time for our first break. You are still tuning in to Hidden Jams with me, DJ Indy, on 102.3 FM Penguin Radio, the only radio station of Dominican University of California. We'll be right back. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about my favorite artist of all time. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Hidden Jams with me, DJ Indy. You're listening on 102.3 FM Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Let's get into it. So the next artist we're going to be talking about is Berhana. Maybe some of you guys have heard of him. Whether you have or haven't doesn't change the fact that he deserves everything. He deserves so much more recognition than he currently is getting. I have a lot of feelings about this artist. He is genuinely incredible, and I'm really excited to play music for you from him. But we got to talk a little bit about him. Got to learn a little about his history first. So let's hop right in. So his birth name, I'm going to try my best to pronounce it. I suck at pronouncing things. So I'm so sorry, Berhana, if you ever hear this. But his birth name is Amane Berhane, I believe. But he is better known as Berhana. He's an American singer-songwriter. He was born near Atlanta, Georgia, from two parents who grew up in Ethiopia, which I think is kind of a fun fact. He grew up writing songs and singing in church, and eventually, after graduating high school, he studied screenwriting at the New School in New York City. At that point, he started to realize that music was definitely something he wanted to pursue more seriously in his future. His first self-titled EP, so it's called Berhana, was released in 2016 with his song Grela, like L-U-H, but it's like love. That song on his album was actually featured on Donald Glover's Atlanta. And for those of you guys who don't know, Donald Glover is Childish Gambino. Childish Gambino is Donald Glover. Childish Gambino is his stage name. So during this time, Berhana was also a Japanese chef for several years, which is really cool to find out. I didn't know that. He eventually was listed in several magazines, one as 10 acts we can't wait to see at Pitchfork Festival in 2018. So that's pretty cool. A little bit about his artistry. He grew up listening to his Ethiopian parents' music, as well as Sam Cooke and Stevie Wonder. Those he said were his like greatest inspirations when it came to getting influenced into music. Like a lot of people, he was also greatly influenced by Michael Jackson, specifically Moonwalker and Rock With You. About his first EP, he said, "I wanted something that felt like the inside of my mom's house, almost like a documentary." And that might seem like super weird to some people, especially if you haven't heard that music. That EP is probably my favorite album ever, just because it's so unique and it's so different. As someone who loves indie music, I also really love R&B music. And it's R&B, but it's like different. It's still like deep and it's soulful, but it's not so like, it's not the same that you might stumble upon like Frank Ocean, Daniel Caesar, R&B. It's much different. So he said that he wanted people to feel like they were in his home with him in the moment and thinking about the same things that he was singing about. In 2019, October specifically, he released his debut album, Han, which has songs such as Health Food, Lucky Strike, and I've Been featuring Crush. Health Food is one of my favorite songs by him. Fortunately, it has a few too many swear words to play on the radio. So if you are interested in checking that out, I would definitely listen to that on your own time. It's a really good song. On his EP, Berhana, he has some of the best songs I've ever heard in my life. I'm going to play for you today a song called 80s, but another song that is really good is Janet, as well as Grela, like they talked about being featured on Donald Glover's Atlanta. So if you are interested in hearing one of my favorite songs of all time, definitely check out Janet. It is so good. It is so interesting. It is so vibey. It's like, I can't even describe like the ideal setting to listen to that song, but anywhere. You can listen to that song anywhere, and it's going to put you in a mood that is exactly what he was aiming for. So I actually have really cool, I wouldn't say inside details, but I did work with a coworker who actually knew him. And when they talked to him about like his EP, he was saying that he was making music for a long time beforehand. That was like not like on the Brahana EP, and like nothing was sticking. And so he was like, I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to try something new. And he came out with the Brahana EP, and people loved it. At least the people listening. But I think in my opinion, he should be huge. And he's pretty small still. Like just when I was doing research, it's like he barely has any articles about him, barely has anything. You really got to dig. So if there's one artist that you take away from this show to go check out, it would 110% be him. So without further ado, we're going to listen to 80s by Brahana, and I hope you guys enjoy. My channel don't hang, caught by the road, spark out the road. Say that I would never leave, faded underneath the willow tree, rain hit the smoke, watch as it goes. Living in that 80s song, pass on that lady sing, I'm only one but not alone. Drift down the interstate, I'm running till I get away. Why me as I go away? Living in that 80s song, that's on that lady sing, I'm only one but not alone. Drift down the interstate, I'm running till I get away. Why me as I go away? Feeling out of nasty, said my channel don't change. Lost in the day, got the game. Bumping to my speaker alone. Trying to do this life I never known. Sun hit the face. Hung as I sway. Living in that 80s song. That's on that lady sing. I'm only one but not alone. Drift down the interstate. I'm running till I get away. Why me as I go away? Living in that 80s home, that's on that lady sing, I'm only one but not alone. Drift down the interstate, I'm running till I get away. Why me as I go away? Okay, so that was 80s by Brahana. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I love that song. How could you not love that voice? I mean, tell me that that is a sound that you haven't heard before. There's nothing like it. He is truly an incredible artist and deserves so much more than he has been given. So I definitely recommend checking him out. I may have to feature him again on a later show, just to reiterate how much I absolutely love this artist. But it has sadly come to the time where we need to take a little break again. Coming up, when we come back from our break, we're going to be talking about Girl in Red, which I'm super excited about. Very different, very unique. Cannot wait. But for now, you're listening to Hidden Jams, 102.3 FM. Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. I'm DJ Indy, and I hope to see you back here in just a few minutes. Bye. All right, welcome back, music lovers. You are still tuning in to 102.3 FM, Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. This is Hidden Jams, and I'm DJ Andy. Thank you so much for joining me again. So for this part of the show, we're going to be talking about a really cool artist. I know I probably say that about all of these artists, but I genuinely love them. And I think that they deserve a lot of recognition. And this artist is definitely pretty awesome. So I'm excited to get into it. This is Girl in Red. If you have a TikTok of any sort, this is another artist that you are for sure to have heard. She gained a lot of popularity, I would say, in the last year because her songs were really popular on TikTok, which is, it's a little funky, but pretty cool. You know, always, we love to see it. So let's dive right in. So her name is Marie Olvin. She is literally my age, which is so difficult. Well, not difficult, but like when I read that they're like my age, I'm like, oh, I should be doing more. But anyway, not to take away from her success. She's professionally known as Girl in Red, which is all in lowercase. So if you ever see that name typed, it's not going to be in capitals. It's specifically all in lowercase. And she is a Norwegian indie pop singer-songwriter. She is known for appealing to people with her, quote, bedroom pop anthems about romance and mental health. I think that this is really cool because I think that mental health is very stigmatized. You know, people don't like to talk about that still, but I think that it's really important that things like that become more normalized because there is nothing wrong with saying you need help and wanting to get help. And when an artist decides to, you know, put that into music, it makes it more normal. It makes the conversation about mental health a lot easier to have. And it genuinely just makes everybody's lives improve. And also, it's nice to hear, like, that, you know, someone you don't necessarily know can relate to your struggle, perhaps. You know, maybe you don't relate to every single struggle that any artist ever put, but, like, it's a nice feeling to know that you're not completely alone in your battle. She also kind of breaks barriers with the traditional straight relationship that she has definitely been a big impact in the LGBTQ+ community. That her songs are a lot of time about gay relationships, which is super awesome. Another thing that's like, you don't hear that a lot in music that is so open, you know. There's sometimes where it's like, oh, they allude to the fact that they were, you know, with a guy, but like, you never know, you know, these are blatant, this is obvious, and they're awesome. So her song, sorry for that little tangent, her song, I Want to Be Your Girlfriend, has gained over 150 million streams online, and at one point was listed number 9 on the New York Times Best Songs of 2018. She has released 2 extended plays, 2 EPs from her bedroom studio, and has amassed over 6 million Spotify streamers, which, once again, you're probably like, that does not sound very little, very hidden. Well, I will let you know that there's a lot of songs you probably haven't heard from her. But if you have heard of her, I am really happy to hear that. She has been named a queer icon by Paper Magazine and a phenomena that has one of the most astute and exciting singer-songwriters in the working world of guitar music, according to New York Times. Her music, which she makes from the comfort of her own bedroom, has amazed people since October of 2019. She has been on over 2 North American tours and 2 European tours, and has performed at a lot of festivals, such as Lowlands, and then one in French, Rock in Seine, and I believe it's a German festival, but it is like, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it because it starts with a letter that I don't even know, but if you're interested, check it out. And she was named one of the most hyped acts at the Great Escape, which you're probably like, okay, this does not sound very small, which I totally get. And she just deserves more than she has received. So yeah, she grew up in Norway She lived in a small town. She was described as quiet, and she described the little town she lived in as kind of boring. She worked with her mom sometimes because her mom worked with technology, her dad worked as a policeman, and her grandfather taught her how to play the guitar. Even though she grew up without musical instruments in her home, when she started playing guitar, she was about 14, and she credits her grandpa, obviously, for sparking her interest in that. While in high school, she was very interested about becoming a teacher before she was introduced to singing and songwriting, and since then, she never looked back and has been listening and creating music for a really long time since then. So, her song, I Want to Be Your Girlfriend, she wrote after getting a Blue Yeti microphone, one of those like little desk microphones, from her father in 2015. She began writing mainly Norwegian music to a SoundCloud, and then eventually stopped attending guitar. Stopped attending her guitar lessons after 6 months once her teacher refused to acknowledge her interest in becoming a real musician, like a real singer-songwriter. She eventually coined the stage name Girl in Red after attempting to identify her friend in a text. So, like, her friend was, like, looking for her and they were like, oh, like, where are you? And she's like, oh, like, I'm in the middle. I'm the girl in red. You know. Bing. That was like a light bulb sound, in case you could tell. She then debuted her new single, I Wanna Be Your Girlfriend, in 2016, but that song really didn't gain a lot of popularity and a lot of clout until 2016, where it got about 5,000 streams. Oh, I mean 2018, where it hit the 150 million streams. But up until then, it only had about 5,000 streams. So currently, what she has been up to is a made the front cover of Gay Times and Dork magazine, as well as the cover of NME in January 2020. She provided the single Kate's Not Here for the original soundtrack of the 2020 super horror film The Turning. She told Billboard that she aims to be eventually releasing another album. Yeah, and in late August, she released Rue as the lead single off of her upcoming debut studio album. So, and since then, we've just been, you know, waiting for the album. But she's currently living in Oslo, which is a district in Norway, so she's still based in Norway. And she's still making some really awesome music. So I'm going to play for you guys a song. As much as I would love to play I Want to Be Your Girlfriend. It has, like I said about a couple other songs, a few too many swear words to be radio appropriate. So this song is called We Fell in Love in October. And I hope you guys enjoy.
You look so pretty and I love this feeling.
All right, so I had to cut that short clip a little short. We were running a little low on time, but I hope you enjoyed that song, and I hope you'll give some of her other songs a listen. We need to take another short little break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Tears for Fears, which is a popular 80s band. We're going to be talking about them now in the 2020s. So I hope you'll join me for that. You're still listening to Hidden Jams, 102.3 FM, Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. I'm DJ Indy, and I will see you back here in just a few short minutes. Alrighty, welcome back, music lovers. You are still listening to Hidden Jams with me, DJ Indy, 102.3 FM, Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Let's get right back into it. So the last band we're going to be talking about tonight is Tears for Fears. If you were either alive in the 80s or love 80s music, you've definitely heard of this band. This is one of my mom's favorite bands from the 80s when she was in high school. And I'm a huge fan of them. If you know anything about me, is that as much as I love indie and R&B music, I love 80s music. There is something about 80s music that makes me nostalgic for a time that I wasn't even alive for, but I genuinely love 80s music. I just think it's so different than any other genre of music. You know, it has this very upbeat sort of sound to it. So whenever I hear a song that comes out nowadays with that similar 80s feel, I automatically love that song. For example, Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. If you haven't heard that song, check it out. I swear to God that that is like a song that was meant to be debuted in the 80s, and it just got lost on its way to the 2020s. Okay, anyway, let's get into it. So Tears for Fears is an English pop rock band formed in Bath, England in 1881 by Roland Arsball and Kurt Smith. They were founded after they dissolved their first band, a mod-influenced band called Graduate. Tears for Fear was initially associated with the new wave of synthesizers, which was something I had to look up, but they were getting really popular in the early 80s. So later they branched out to more mainstream pop and started to get on some international charts for their success. So the band's debut album was released in 1983, and it actually reached number one on the UK albums chart. So this definitely is a little bit of a different direction than a lot of bands that I've talked about on here, because like, they were well known, they're still well known. They just are, you know, they're not played on the radio like they were. And I think that their songs I definitely deserve to get played, because they go so hard, they rock so hard. Actually, the funniest story, so I'm gonna play for you a song tonight called Everybody Wants to Rule the World. I'm sure you've heard that song before, and if you haven't, you are in for a real treat. But me and my sister used to have this karaoke game when we were really little, and it was like by the years, like the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and like the 2000s, because it was like 2006 when we had this. And I used to always sing one song from the SingStar game, and I always sang Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears when I was like 7 years old. So this song definitely has some very sentimental value and makes me really nostalgic. Makes me think of being young and being young. I'm 20. Being younger and playing karaoke with my sister. So the band formed because the duo met as teenagers in high school, or like secondary school, I guess. And they just like joined. They started playing music together. They debuted their first band, which was called Graduate, which, like I said before, was part of the new wave of synthesizers. And by 1981, the two of them, Orsball and Smith, had become much more influenced by bands like Talking Heads, Peter Gabriel, and Brian Eno. And so they left their band Graduate and formed a band called History of Headaches, which they soon changed to Tears for Fears. The band name was inspired by Primal Therapy, which was developed by the American psychologist Arthur Janov. So, which that apparently gained a lot of popularity after John Lennon became his patient in 1970. Anyway, moving on. So, like I said, that they really started to gain more popularity, and, you know, started getting a bigger following. And on June 13th, 1985, Tears for Fears were scheduled to perform at the JFK Stadium in Philadelphia for the Live Aid charity event, which, as everybody knows, like, that's a big deal. However, on the morning of the historic event, the band announced that they were going to pull out of the show and that they weren't going to do it, which is a bummer because that would have been a really cool thing to see and a really cool thing to now, almost 40 years later, watch on TV. However, you know, can't all win. But the band kept making music, kept going on, kept doing their things until 1991. In 1991, they had a falling out, the two members of the band, and parted ways. The split was apparently blamed on one of the members' frustrating approach to production, so that, like, things just, like, weren't getting produced, which kind of is a bummer. So they did go on to both having smaller solo careers, but not quite to the same extent that they had success as a band. So they have a few songs that they remastered in 1999, but nothing in the more recent years. They have just performed a few times in 2000, a little reunion that they called Everybody Loves a Happy Ending, and they performed again in 2008. Yeah, and their most acclaimed thing that they did in 2010, they joined the reformed 1980s group Spandau Ballet on a tour of Australia and New Zealand. So yeah, that was pretty much the extent that I was able to find about Tears for Fears, just purely from a fact standpoint, but I'm really excited to get into the song. Both of these artists are still alive, which is awesome, and I am super duper excited to play this song for you guys. So, without further ado, this is Tears for Fear, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Okay, guys, I hope you guys really enjoyed that song. I love that song. I love the music video for that song. They both have quite the mullet, so if you are at least interested in seeing a good mullet, definitely check out that video and check out some other songs by them, and maybe it'll help you, you know, feel inspired to listen to some more 80s music, because that always goes hard. There's not a time that you don't want to listen to 80s. I don't want to listen to 80s music. I can't speak for anyone else. But that brings us to the end of our show tonight. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed. Next week's show, we have a super special show because I actually have an interview that I'm going to do with the band. So make sure you tune in for that. I am super excited. Can't wait. If you are a musician, though, and you would like me to play your music, feel free to email radio@dominican.edu. And I will see you guys next week. You are listening to Hidden Jams. I'm DJ Indy, and this is 102.3 FM Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Have a great night.